From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. The University of Missouri School of Law will partner with the MU Family Impact Center to provide free estate planning this fall. KBIA's Catherine Wheeler has more.
The Mizzou Law Pro Bono Estate Planning Program will now accept applicants for free estate planning services. The clients can be from Boone County or the surrounding areas. Current law students with the supervision of law professor Cynthia Barkett will prepare wills with an emphasis on people who would like to appoint guardianship for their children if they are minors. Jennifer Clark is the director of public interest programs at the MU School of Law. Clark says she thinks estate planning like this may be something a lot of people put off until it's too late.
If they die without a will, then there are some statutes that will be put into place, but having a will allows people to make some of those choices themselves that might be different from what the default statute would allow for.
Clark says this is also an opportunity for law students to get practical experience and to give back to their community. The program has limited space. Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News.
The Missouri Department of Agriculture has received more than 310 dicamba complaints from farmers this year, most because crops were susceptible to chemical drift from other soybean fields. Missouri placed temporary restrictions on spraying dicamba in July, but the ban was lifted within a week. The Columbia Missourian reports an estimated 325,000 acres of farmland have suffered this summer in Missouri alone. People thrust into activism by the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson are leading a new wave of civil disobedience in St. Louis. Mentored by a civil rights movement veteran and driven by the belief that change won't happen until the entire region is confronted with the uncomfortable reality of racism. The unofficial leaders, ranging in age from their early 20s to early 40s, are mentored by 63-year-old pastor Daryl Gray, who has deep roots in civil rights activism. The Columbia Missourian reports that Gray worked for nearly 40 years for the Atlanta-based Southern Christian Leadership Conference, whose first president was the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Protests have been plentiful in St. Louis since the mid-September acquittal of Jason Stockley, a white former officer who fatally shot a 24-year-old black drug suspect, Anthony Lamar Smith, in 2011 while still on the city's police force. The demonstrators have blocked traffic on a major highway, marched through shopping malls, and filled the streets of suburban neighborhoods. A federal judge says Springfield can continue to prohibit women from showing their nipples in public. U.S. District Court Judge Beth Phillips ruled Wednesday that the city's current public indecency ordinance didn't violate the Constitution by allowing men, but not women, to show their nipples. After topless rallies were held in downtown Springfield in 2015, the American Civil Liberties Union sued over the city council's indecency ordinance. The Springfield News Leader reports Phillips ruled decency is an important government objective and prohibited women's bare nipples in public. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.